when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone. Sweep the streets I used to own.
Hi, I'm Einor Sawyer. I'm an orthopedist at UCSF, and I also work in the Center for Digital Health Innovation, leading the strategic relations, and I help lead the digital health track in our accelerator called Catalyst as well.
Hi, I'm Henry Leung with Cisco. I'm part of a Cisco services team. I'm responsible for IoT and digital solutions. And I had the opportunity to work briefly with Dr. Einor. And I think we both happen to be in this 5G healthcare mHealth forum with UCSD.
Yeah, it's a great honor to be here today, and it's an invited crowd, but it's a multidisciplinary crowd, and there's a lot of expertise across healthcare and technology.
Yeah, we got the opportunity to actually, we both are part of the panel or moderator in this particular event, but I think some of the areas we've been partnered together over the last 6 to 12 months, I think we see a growing interest in terms of how mobile data and how some of these new data sets, I would say, you know, how it's going to make impacts to healthcare and really, you know, drive some of the partnership we are.
And I think the conference represents something that we're exploring and really capitalizing on, which is transformative partnerships, industry academic partnerships in particular, to help transform healthcare. So we've had the opportunity at UCSF to partner with Cisco on co-developing an exciting new solution in healthcare that I think is really going to make a big difference in what we've identified as one of the rate limiting steps in getting from the promise to the power of health information technology, and that is bridging these massive interoperability gaps that we have in health information.
Yeah, what I'm excited about, Dr. Einor, is, you know, I was expected to be here for 3 days, and today is really a healthcare focused day. But the next 2 days, I think we hear more about the 5G impact, how these mobile technologies can impact it. But as I look throughout, what we have discussed today is a mix of academia, research, as well as industry partners. Some of them we have worked with, some of them we never even talked to in the past. But I think that's the exciting part, that we're trying to come together and really solve and address some of these areas that it hasn't been really been addressed yet so far. So.
Yeah, I think this is the beginning of many more conversations. I have to agree with you on that, Henry. And a rejuvenation of some of the conversations that we've already been established. And I think that if we look at how we can bridge interoperability gaps, we have foundational technology that Cisco's bringing to the equation of this. And it's for me a demonstration that I saw them do across other industries, how you leverage data well to impact the industry and the individuals that it serves. That's what drew us to Cisco in terms of thinking they could help with that interoperability gap solution in healthcare. But I think if we add new power to that, which we've been learning about today from the 5G technology that's coming, we're going to do a much better job of moving more data faster with less latency period, but also the ability to do more real-time utilization of the data and using the data in closed-loop fashions in edge analytics capabilities. And I think there's potential there that I, from the healthcare side, probably don't even realize yet, and you probably could expand upon from the technology.
Yeah, I think the part that is eye-opening for me, as well as things that I take it as granted as the core foundational stuff, like the security piece, the privacy piece. I mean, this is something we do every day with every customer, but as you look at how healthcare is trying to really make accessible for these data to be more seamless, more integrated into the workflow, and also hearing other industry partners such as Intel and Hortonworth. I mean, these are partners we've been doing business with every day in other vertical industries. But when you put together an mHealth theme to say, how can the combination of two and maybe two or three can really bring it together. This combined innovation area, I think, is the power that bring all these things together and how we make it more seamless and easier access. At the end of the day, really impact patients and citizens, pretty much everybody.
I agree. I think there are strengths that are demonstrated in the different technology partners here. And then when you combine that with the frontline definition of what the needs are, and the frontline knowledge of workflow and therapeutic targets, and then the ability for people on the front lines in the living laboratory to help do the proof of concept, I think when we mash up all these sectors together, things are really going to take off and create hybrid vigor.
Yep. And I think one of the things I also learned just listening to some of the investment area is there's going to be new business models being formed. There's new monetization models that having access to these data is creating new industry verticals that we may not even know, because the liberation of data, sharing of data, monetizing of these data with the availability of all these mobile device sensors, medical device, things that are medical, non-medical, it just create new business models. And that's, I think it's a exciting time ahead of us. So
I also think it's nice how we're flipping back and forth between our vantage points. I also think it adds tremendous capacity to delivering better care and maintaining better health, as well as new business models. And when I think about the ubiquitous amounts of data that we have available to us, health information-wise, more than we've ever had, but we're still struggling to leverage it and use it well. But the ability to bring disparate data sources together, bring information together and contextualize it, and then move it to the right point of decision making at the right time is going to be so powerful for us. And I think, as you were alluding to earlier, we're going to find associations that we didn't even know existed that might become early signals for an impending change in a person's health, just by being able to bring data sources together that we haven't been able to, and to analyze them.
Well, I'm happy we're here. I think we'll enjoy the next couple of days. Hopefully you stay all 3 days. And looking forward to not only a great session here today, but I'm actually looking forward to come back next year.
I am too. I think this is the start of a very exciting conversation.
Yeah.